Hello.
Hi, is that Jock?
Yeah, speaking, yeah.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS Law calling about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
My what?
Scottish Redress Scheme.
What's that?
I think we previously spoke on WhatsApp about it. It provides financial payments and apologies to people who are in Scotland prior to
Oh,
the 1st
yeah.
of September 2004.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
my head's not the gallery. I'm just at hospital.
That's okay. Is there a better time or day for me to give you a call back?
Yeah, right. What's that about, yeah?
Yeah, so with this
You
course,
can see that about if you be quick, boy.
what was that, sorry?
Yeah, just carry on.
Yeah, okay. So before we begin, I just need to get some details off you for data protection, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so would I be able to get your confirm your full name?
It's John Maxwell, 16 to 1968.
And your current address?
34 English Lane, CY12, 9DP.
Is it KY12?
KY12, Kilo Yankee, 12, 9 Delta Papa.
Thank you. And were you known by a different name at all whilst you were in care?
No.
No. And then just for an added layer of protection, so would I be able to get a password from you? So if anyone contacts you regarding the redress scheme and they can't provide the password, then you know then it's not us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what would you like it to be?
Murphy Maxwell.
Matthew Maxwell.
Murphy.
Murphy.
Murphy Maxwell.
So just confirm your full name. So it's John Maxwell, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so and in regards to contacting you, so it's usually via telephone, email, or text. Are those all okay?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And the email we have on file for you is jockmaxwell4@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, see, I appreciate discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So, please take your time during the call. And if you need a break at any point or any further explanation or support, if you want to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
Yeah, I've had 3 heart attacks, tied twice. I've got a pacemaker, I've got COPD, heart disease, liver disease.
Okay.
Who's running
So,
good?
on that note, sir, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
Well, I've got liver disease and heart disease.
Yeah. Okay.
And cirrhosis is the liver.
What was that, sorry?
Cirrhosis is the liver. I'm trying to get that thought out of my head.
Okay. So regarding your applications, are you able to nominate a beneficiary? So if anything was to happen to you, you would get in touch with them and they would take over. So you can do
Yeah.
this at a later date or you can do this now. Would you like to add one?
I'll just get my notepad.
Yeah.
Two seconds.
No worries.
I'm just trying to see.
All right.
It's 07 963
Yeah. Yeah.
194 545.
Five. And then would I be able to get the full name, please?
It's Julie McDonough. Madonna.
Julie McDonough, yeah?
Yeah, my sister.
Yeah, and her date of birth?
Her date of birth?
Yeah.
So, no, not a call.
Okay, so what we'll do, so I'll need date of birth and then current address. So we can add this at a later date, that's no problem.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries, compensation, advance payment schemes, anything like that, no?
Say that again, please.
So criminal injuries compensation authority, so
no,
court ordered damages or advance payment scheme?
No.
No? And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yeah, they were years and years ago, though.
Yeah, so criminal convictions for rape or murder, or if you've received a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more for a relevant violent or sexual offence?
No.
No. And then, so you mentioned, so have you had the name John Maxwell from birth?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, would I also get the names of your mother and father, if known?
It's Christina, Christina Woods Maxwell.
Yeah, and is Christina C H? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your father?
John Maxwell.
And do you happen to recall the address that you were living in prior to being placed into care, so before care? Or the area, as much as you can remember.
152 Town Hill Road. Hull House in Hamilton. That's one of them anyway. Before that, with the 68 Buchanan, I think it all kicked off to there.
Yeah, so is that where you were living with your parents?
Yeah.
Are they in the same area?
Say again, please?
Are they in the same area?
Well, they're dead now.
The houses, sorry, you were living in. The two addresses, are they in the same area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one's in Leeson Hall and one's in Hill House. Different schemes.
So I've got 152 Town Hill Road. And what was the other one?
68 Buchanan Crescent. That's in Leeson Hall. That's in Hamill.
Is that in Livingston?
No, Hamilton.
And then just one last question. Would I be able to take the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
Bell Yeoman. Surgery. Bell Yeoman.
Oh, yeah.
Surgery. Dunfermline 5.
Thank you. Okay, so the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, explain your options, explain how INS law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather then some information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you're entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application.
Yeah.
So under that scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So INS law doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'll be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So so our agreements, we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of a redress payment. So I think it works at 19.2%, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap. So, and at this stage, would I just be able to confirm that you've, whether you've instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to an application to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
No.
No, okay, no problem. So it's important as well I make clear, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis, and I'll explain in greater detail during the call as well. So if you decide to instruct us, we assist with your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme. We gather and review all the evidence. We prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme. And then we can advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme as well, so if you're unhappy with the outcome. So we'll also explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered. And before you decide whether to accept anything, we'll fully explain it to you. And it is important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. So you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah.
So if you decide to proceed, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Fab. And just so we're able to formally act for you, we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and then a proof of address dated with 3 months of today's date. So it's to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So I'll send you the information via email in relation to what we can accept and what we can't. But do you have any photographic ID?
Yeah, my driving license, my bus ticket.
Yeah, fab. So we'll, is a passport or driving license or birth certificate, and then just a letter then that's been sent to you in the last 3 months?
Yeah, I've got that now, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll send that email to you now, just so I know then you've got it. So you could just respond to the email with just photos of them, that's fine.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll just double check we've got everything, and then we'll move on to the care settings, is that okay?
Yeah.
Fab. Okay, so regarding the care settings now, so would I be able to get the names of the places you were with the approximate date, or as much as you can recall?
You have no chance.
No, that's okay. So do you remember the names, or is it foster care? Or
those are the ones I remember is Calderwood or Calder House in Blantyre.
Calder House, yeah.
And the last one was Lonendale, Listee House. That's in Bigger, in Scotland.
And regarding Calder House, do you remember how old you were roughly?
Between 7 and 8, 9. Okay. Round about there, because I was in a few before that.
Yeah.
See, I was in a few that I didn't know I was in, if you know what I mean. To go older, to my family started letting things loose, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and then you find out some more then.
Yes, more information off then that I didn't even know myself, if you know what I mean. So I must have blocked all these things out.
Yeah. So then we've got Lonendale.
Yeah, I remember that's the last one. And I came out with them. And I remember that. I don't know why that stuck in my head, that one.
Yeah.
The 15th of November, 1984. Well, three. Because I was 15 when I got out of that. I was in there for about 3 years.
Okay.
I don't know why I remember that date.
It's just some weird, some things just stick with you, don't they?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. And are there any others that you remember?
No, that was the last one, and as I said, the one that one I remember was the Calder House in Blantyre. I can't remember three before that.
Yeah, and do you remember how long you were in Calder? Sorry.
Okay, I remember one. Again, it was like in Uddingston or something. It rings a bell. I get flashbacks for that one since I've been told about them. But I was told through my sister through when I got older. They told me that you were in three.
Yeah. So we got Flemington House. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, to be honest with you, if I said yes, I'd be lying. I do not know.
That's okay. We'll just the children from Uddingston for now, okay? And then when we then gather records and things, we should be able to get the full picture. And if you want as well, you can also request so we can send them back to you as well, so then you know.
Yeah.
So that was before Calder House, yeah?
Yeah, I was in three before I went to Calder House. Then I remember it was Calder House. Then I get put out of that one. And then I was placed in Warrendale Listy School for 3 years.
Okay. So what we'll do, we'll just put estimates of the time for now, but that's absolutely fine, as long as we've got briefly. Okay, so regarding that, so the next stage is just take some statements from you regarding your time in each of the care settings. So regarding the ones that you don't remember the name of, is there anything that you wanted to, was there anything that you need to say regarding those ones? Anything that you experienced in those ones?
The first three?
Yeah, so the ones that you can't remember, is there anything that you think?
The one, I was in three, that one stuck out, that one sticks in my mind, as I said to you.
Yeah.
The flashbacks for the one.
So the other one.
I think it was like a nun's place, so my sister had said.
Yeah.
They were violent then.
She said it was run by nuns.
I think so, I'm not sure. I think it was like, because of that.
Yeah.
I've had to ask questions,
yeah.
And it's came back, and it's stuff like that, and you're like, wow.
So regarding your time there, so you say that it was horrible, it's the violence.
Yeah, you used to get slapped about in that, one, I remember that, that's why I remember that, I think.
Yeah. So when you say that you get flashbacks, so what kind of flashbacks do you get? So
it's hard to believe. Can when you think back all these years when you're a young child, I mean, you were 60 now.
Yeah.
And you get these flashbacks. When I speak to my sister, it comes back 10 days later, and you try to remember. I remember. They were all right when my mum would come once, and my dad would come the next time, and my sister would come. I remember that.
Yeah.
But since they left, they treated you like a dog. Then you were flung in the room, and cages on the window, and you're like, why? Then you're a child. Remember, they used to slap you, and I think I ran away from that one. And I got slapped and punched, and never enough the nuns in there when I came back.
You said it's like when then your family would leave and you were treated like a dog. Did you say you said something about the room and were they locked, did you say?
Excuse me?
She said that you were in like a room and you mentioned something about it was like a cage or something.
Yeah.
So that was like the room. So you were put in a room and locked in there. Okay, so that was the one in Eddingston, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then regarding your time then in the next one, so we've got Calder House. So what was your time there like?
Yeah, I wasn't in it long. Nah, Ken, that was strict and all. You were locked in, Ken, you weren't allowed to do it and all that. They were kind of strict, eh? You're locked in and you couldn't get out the building, actually. You're put in with people that you shouldn't have been put in with.
Yeah.
Ken was violent as I was getting older.
So you were put with people you shouldn't have been placed with.
Yeah.
So was it that they were dangerous?
Yeah, well, I was dangerous too, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I
Mm.
put out of that because I remember my sister told me that I was put out of that for hitting a boy with a snooker cue.
Yeah.
Then yeah, I'm only out, so I'm defending myself here,
Yeah.
and I think that's why I got put out of that one and put into Lonendale West D.
Okay, so you're saying like you were placed with people you shouldn't been with, so obviously you were all in there
Yeah,
to kind of be like under like a protection thing, and then they just kind of locked you all together in a room and it was just kind of get on, like
you just got on that.
things kind of just got violent and
Yeah, there's people from different areas. Again, I was growing up, so I'm from Glasgow, if you know what I mean. So
yeah,
just
just
put in with
clashing,
people from all different areas, and you
yeah.
couldn't cross the road because you're into a different scheme, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. And then after that one, then you were in Lonendale. What's the book
Yeah.
you can remember, yeah? And what was
Yeah.
that one like?
Yeah, that was worse. Getting this place to gain, you're placed with all different people. You were fighting all the time. The staff were, they couldn't control you, if you know what I mean. But you had to be who you had to be. That's when you started to grow up,
Yeah.
with the people going about you.
And were the staff ever abusive towards you?
Yeah, you get slapped and punched all the time,
Yeah.
yeah. I think the teachers were worse, I think.
What was that, sorry?
They were more strict.
Yeah.
Ken, you never done what you were meant to do, Ken. Well, I thought growing up, Ken, as I got older, Ken,
Yeah.
I looked back and I said, you done nothing. I said, they never gave you much an education. I can't remember education in it. I think I seen art. That's about it.
Yeah. So that they just didn't really care for you at all, or you were just kind of thrown in and fend for yourself.
Yeah, that was it. Just
Yeah.
get put in and that was it. You were there. You just had to get on with it.
So were you ever like isolated or locked up or punished and things like that?
Yeah, you got punished all the time. If you done
Yeah.
something like you got punished. I mean, smoking that one. And that was at a young age, so I didn't think, well, looking back now, I don't think that was appropriate.
No.
Can you're between 12 and up to 15 before I got out. Can you allow to smoke? Well, I didn't
Yeah.
think. And I look back now at my age, I say to myself, okay, that shouldn't have been allowed. That's why I've got COPD now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And you said that you were punished quite often. So what would they do? Was it physical?
That's what, well, if you didn't do what you're told, they grabbed you, moved you violently, and if you didn't do what you're told, but as you're a teenager and you're locked up, you do what you do.
Yeah.
But
And when
they're the
you were
adults, they
locked
should
up,
be
was it
there.
like when they locked you up, was it like isolation, and were you like left without food and
Not really, no. It's
no?
no that I can remember anyway. Can you get locked
Yeah.
in your room or not? Can you
Yeah.
only engage with anybody else?
Yeah.
Can sometimes you got out at the weekend, sometimes you didn't, and that was a thing they had over the top of you. Can if you done something wrong, or you're not going home this weekend or this, if you know what I mean.
They would take visitation off you.
Yeah. And not like the food, if you didn't like it, that's your problem.
Yeah. Okay, so I've written up now short statements regarding your time there. So further down the line, once we gather all of the records and things like that, we'll be in touch to book in a witness statement with yourself. So
Yeah,
it'll be
fine.
similar to this, but on the phone as well, just with a bit more detail and things like that. So the next step now is just to go through the type of application that we can pursue for you. So there's two types that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of the issue suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, and it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything you shared with myself today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person. So we'll provide the statement on your behalf to the scheme, okay? So the next step now, so you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed. If you'd like, I can send over the documents for you to take a look at and sign if you're happy to.
Yeah, that paperwork there.
Yeah, so it's online. So I'll send those over to you now. And if you'd like, I can stay on the phone with you whilst you have a look, just if you have any
Yeah,
questions.
I'm gonna do that with a phone, if you know what I mean. I'm not
Yeah,
technology
that's
minded, if
okay.
you know what I
That's
mean.
okay. Yeah,
That's
I'll
what I
stay
think
on.
it'd be paperwork, it'd be easier, because then I could send my picture and my driving license and I can get them photocopied and that.
So we're paperless at the moment, so unfortunately, so it is just online. But if you'd like, so I can talk you through how the
Yeah, well,
process
I'll get somebody to
is
help
going.
me through that, so that's
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, so did you just double check to see if that link has come through okay? So it should come through via text and email. Yeah, has that come through?
Yeah, see, I've got
Yeah.
the about kind of spamming with the thing. I think they've turned the notification hangs off. Or if I'm on the phone, it doesn't connect, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They can tell me. So once I hang up, I'll probably be there.
That's sad. So just to, so when you open the link, so it'll be an email and it'll say click the link below to sign your e-documents. So when you open it, it'll be like there'll be a yellow box on the bottom of the screen that says sealed required. And when you click on that, it'll take you to each of the pages that will require a signature. And then there's four of those, just do it four times. And if you keep pressing that button, it'll take you to the next ones. But the documents I've sent over to you, so there's a client care letter and a conditional fee agreement. So that's everything that I shared with you at the start of the phone call. And then there's a letter of authority there, which gives us permission to access records on your behalf. And then it'll also then contain a part one and a part two, and that's all the information that you shared with myself today. And so if you're happy to proceed, if you're under no pressure obligation to, but if you are, once you've signed those, then I can get your application sent over to redress. But with that link, like I said, so that yellow box on the bottom, when you press that, it will take you to them. And with the tap to sign, you can either write it or you can type it. So you can use your finger or you can type it. And then when you scroll all the way down then to the very bottom of the page, you can't scroll any further, you'll be able to tick the little tick box and it says, I confirm my signature is legally binding. And then the blue button that says submit signatures will become like a darker color. And then once you've sent that over, then once you click on that, then they'll come through to me.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I've just checked as well regarding, so previously on WhatsApp, so you sent over your ID. So we've got that one already. So it'll just be the letter that we need.
Yeah, once I get through your details, I'll take a picture and that, and I'll send them to you as well.
Yeah, fab. So with that email, so you can respond to the emails when you scroll to the bottom, click reply, and then you can just attach a photo to that email, or you can send them to us on WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp is down at the moment, so I won't be able to get them today. But if on email, that would probably be better. But if that's a problem, then that's fine. We'll just wait for the WhatsApp. That's okay.
Yeah,
But
that's fine.
yeah, but do you have any questions for me at all?
No, that's everything's fine. Matter I read your email or you get a wee bit clearer or somebody will raise the fruit ways, if you know what I mean.
Oh, is that fair?
Somebody will raise to look through, make sure I'm doing things right.
Yeah, that's fab. Yeah, so like I said, so that yellow button will take you to each of the signatures needed. And then scroll all the way down to the bottom, and then you should then be able to tick the little box and press submit. But if you have any questions or if you have any problems or anything, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
That's fab. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.